Hello everyone, it is Wednesday, March 11th, and it's time for another quick update. On this episode, first, conversion therapy ban is legislated at the federal level this week. Second, ARPANAGRA's banquet was a big success. Third, Apologetics Canada conference out west. And fourth, I'm touring schools in Southern Ontario this week. But first, ARPA Canada is hosting a special two-day God in Government event with an exclusive focus on equipping you to advocate against the expansion of assisted suicide and euthanasia. We look forward to welcoming 24 people ages 18 and up from across the country to Ottawa for this signature event. Go to arpacanada.ca/GG2020 for more and to apply. All right, let's get into it today. We've known for some time that a conversion therapy ban was coming at the federal level, and this week it dropped. Here's Levi with an analysis.
Hey, Colin. So earlier this week, the federal government introduced a bill to criminally ban conversion therapy. And this bill has a very expansive definition of conversion therapy. It not only bans attempts to try to change someone's psychological gender identity or sexual orientation, but it even bans attempts to change someone's behavior. So this would prevent pastors, counselors, fellow Christians from talking to other people and even saying that they have to live godly and chaste lives, to not act on their same-sex attraction. It also is very one-sided. It prevents and prohibits attempts to change someone's sexual orientation to be opposite sex attracted, but it says that it's perfectly allowable for someone to try to convince someone to be same-sex attracted. So it's biased in that way. This is a very concerning bill that we all need to be raising with our MPs, with our local newspapers, and with fellow Christians and non-Christians alike in normal conversation. So let's go out there and be salt and light on this issue. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Levi. A file that we'll be keeping our eyes on and producing more analysis and points for action in the coming days as well. Next, Mark Penninga and I were privileged to be part of the ARPANAGRA Spring Banquet on Saturday. Here's ARPANAGRA member and ARPA Canada National Board member Aaron Osterhoff with more.
Hi, Colin. ARPANAGRA was pleased to host our 12th annual spring fundraising banquet. It went very well. We had Reverend Daniel Gilman from Ravi Zacharias International Ministries speak on a topic in continuation of ARPA Canada's fall tour, but reclaiming progress. And it was, what is old is new again. And he looked at some examples from the Holocaust and other things to really inspire us to action. It was a resounding success. We had our biggest turnout yet, 225 people. And we hope that the guests left really engaged and inspired to take up the Christian call to political action. We thank ARPA Canada for their support and also for making a great announcement there about an Ontario manager coming soon. And we're really excited about all these developments. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Now, Anna joins us about a conference this past weekend out west.
Hey, Colin. Yeah, we got to spend Friday and Saturday last week at the Apologetics Canada conference, and it was so great to have a booth there. We had some young people volunteer to help us out, and we talked to so many people about the fact that Canada has no abortion law, and also introduced them to the Sex Selective Abortion Act that MP Kathy Wagenthal introduced. Got a lot of people sending postcards to their MPs. We had hundreds more that we can mail out this week. So we were just really encouraged by all the conversations we had and the volunteers we had, and it was a great time to engage more Canadians on the issue of abortion. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Anna. This week, I'm touring schools in Southern Ontario. On Monday, I recorded a clip from my presentation in Brantford.
Hey, everybody, I wanted to do something a little bit different here. I just came out of a presentation here that I'm doing as part of my school tour here in Southern Ontario this week. Did a presentation to a homeschool co-op group. It's a group that apparently has about 100 students as part of it. They have a subgroup of about 15 students that take part in a debate club each week. And one of the issues they're focusing on is the issue of euthanasia in this term. And they spend about a half an hour all getting their arguments together and debating on this issue. And I had the opportunity to present to them for about a half an hour on the Care Not Kill campaign and really to engage with our talking points on that and some of the things that they can do as a student group here as well.
So I've been able to book presentations in 7 schools focusing on our response to Bill C-7, the carenotkill.ca website, and highlighting Kathy Wagenthal's new sex selection abortion bill in Parliament. I've been bringing Care Not Kill flyers with me and postcards, and students have just been snapping them up to share and take home in their own neighborhoods. And I'm really excited to see that action happening. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.